Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Today starts the dark period, which will end on July 24th, but it has been a really productive couple of months where the college coaches came down to South Florida, and then the kids went on camping. And one of the places that a lot of the players from the state of Florida, not just South Florida, went was the University of Maryland, where a lot of good things are happening. And you know why, because Coach Mike Loxley is involved, and he's done a great job no matter where he's been. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
What's going on? How are you?
Good, good. A lot of good things happening with you guys, Big Ten-wise, with a lot of the camps that you've just had, productive spring. Talk about that, because I think that you guys went through a period where the kids got a chance to come up and see you during your spring. Your coaches got a chance to come to see them, and during the summer camps where they had 7-on-7s in camps, they get an opportunity to come to you guys in a more relaxed atmosphere where you could walk around, you could talk to coaches and parents and stuff. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, as you've known over the last few years, the month of June has become really what December used to be, in that we're able to host recruits on official visits. We've got camps going on, where we get a chance to work with kids and kids get a chance to evaluate us and our program. Obviously the freshmen reporting, so a lot of moving parts, but we felt like we've had a productive four official visits. We've got some really talented players that have made verbal decisions, and as we continue to build this thing, it starts with the ability to recruit, and that area of South Florida where you guys are located has been a very fruitful area, and I'm fortunate that I've got a guy in Brian Williams that is well respected down in that area and has been able to come down and bring players from there up here to Maryland that have helped us build this foundation.
Right. For you, this is home. I mean, you went to Towson State, you've coached at Maryland a few different times. What's it been like? Because I know you were interim coach for a minute, but now you've got this program with your stamp on it, with your decisions, with your people. What's it been like for you?
It's been great. You know, anytime you get a chance to coach in your backyard. I grew up in the mid-'80s here when the Maryland football team was one of the top teams on the East Coast. They won 3 straight ACC titles and had a number of NFL guys that have come through the program. So having seen that as a kid growing up, the success that this place had, and then, like you said, a couple of different stints where I grew as a coach, came here in the late 90s as a young assistant recruiting coordinator, came back in the 2012 to 2015 where became an offensive coordinator, and then as I like to say, 3 times is a charm, was able to come back after a pretty good run at Alabama and become the head coach at the school I grew up rooting for as a kid. So feels good to be back here. All my family, friends, built-in connections that can, help and afford us the opportunity to continue to try to build this thing back to where we all want it to be.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Mike Loxley, head coach at the University of Maryland, joining us. And you had kind of mentioned Alabama. Now, this is obviously you were given an opportunity to do some really good things there. You're an offensive coordinator. working under Nick Saban, much like Mario Cristobal and Sarkisian and some of the others. You know, sometimes, obviously, you bite your tongue and you just learn. And the things that you learn working for somebody who's arguably one of the greatest coaches, you know, college has seen. Talk about that, because I think that's important, because there's a lot of things that you learn from that. I'm sure there's a lot of things that you learned in New Mexico and in Illinois and Florida as well. But what do you take away from being around Nick Saban and being around the coaches that he has there and the players for a 3-4 year period?
You know, for me, it starts with obviously Coach Saban, and you know, I've been one of those coaches that has always been really intentional with decisions I make as far as, you know, in the profession. And when I went to Alabama, you know, I kind of took a step backwards to move forward. I had just come off of being the interim head coach here at Maryland, still kind of licking my wounds from, you know, my time at New Mexico. And I knew for me to get back to the seat that I'm in now, that I had to rebrand myself. I had to get under the umbrella of an established coach that, you know, would help me be able to do that. And there's not a better coach, as you said. I think Coach is the best football coach, you know, in the history of this game, and in terms of the college game and what he's been able to do and the consistency. I mean, it's hard to argue. And so when I made the decision to go to Alabama as an off-the-field analyst, you know, for me, it was an opportunity to get behind the curtain. You know, I coached for 27 years, and, you know, the highest I'd gotten to was playing, obviously, in the Orange Bowl, coaching Illinois to the Rose Bowl, and coaching in the Orange Bowl. But to be able to go to 3 straight national championship games and learn under, you know, Coach Saban was, to me, the kind of the icing on the cake for my career. So to be able to take the organizational structure, I call it grandma's chocolate chip cookie recipe, and then add your personality to it. And I think that's what you find when you see Saban disciples and guys that have had a chance to work under him. I think the ones that have had the success are the ones that take things that fit their personalities and make it theirs, but then also do it with their own kind of personal touch on it. And that's what we've tried to do here at Maryland.
You know, Coach, the one thing is, when you go out recruiting, I mean, this is – I mean, arguably one of the toughest schedules. I mean, you've got everybody, all the big wigs in the Big Ten, the Ohio States and the Penn States, and Michigan's on your schedule, Michigan State, obviously. Purdue has made some great strides. Indiana, certainly Coach Allen has done some tremendous things. And Rutgers with Greg Schiano, who's probably as hard a worker as you could be. And Wisconsin, who never gets the credit, but they always win. Talk about that, because I think that you have a schedule that, obviously, when you go recruiting and you tell a recruiter, their parents, they go, listen, you come here and I can guarantee you're going to be playing one of the toughest schedules in the country. You're not blowing smoke. I mean, you're obviously just telling the facts. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, when we made the decision to go to the Big Ten and I was here during the 2014 season, which was our first, we kind of knew what we were getting into. I mean, the Big Ten, in my opinion, offers the best of both worlds. You get a top-notch education. You play against like-minded institutions that value the education that comes along with being in this conference. But then you also get to play big-time football. And, you know, we're one of the leagues that plays 9 games in conference, so you're going to play 9 tough opponents because, you know, being on the east side of this league, and not that I'm taking anything away from the west side of it, is right. You're playing some of the best of the best, and then, you know, you throw in, like you said, our schedule with Purdue and Wisconsin and Northwestern from the other side. It just doesn't get any easier. But you know what? When we get into this business as coaches, we're competitors, we're competitive, and you want to play against the best. And I think, to me, that's what has allowed us to recruit the way we have tried to recruit, because, you know, we want to play against the best, and we want kids that want to go compete against the best. And that's what being in this league affords us, the opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Mike Locksley, head coach of Maryland, is joining us. And, Coach, you get to break out of the gate with, you know, a lot easier teams, obviously Buffalo, Charlotte, and SMU, but they're teams that you got to pay attention to. SMU with Coach Lashley now has done a really, really good job. Charlotte's turned things around. But you get two games at home to start the year off against Buffalo and SMU. Talk about that as far as a tune-up for what is a crazy gauntlet.
Well, as you know, and anybody that's come out of the Saban tree, there are no such thing as tune-ups. And
yeah, you're right.
That would not be in the vernacular that we use as we go into our season. You know, we've got a formidable opponent in Buffalo who, you know, he's got a new coach who came in and did some great things last year in year one, and we have them at home. And, you know, as we all know as coaches, man, that first game, anything can happen because you go in and you really don't know who you are. You like to think you know who you are coming out of camp, but you really don't find out those answers until you get to play. And, you know, football is one of those games where on any given Saturday, if you don't come and attack it with the right mindset, you can find yourself on the opposite end of an upset or a loss. And so for us, we're a take them one at a time type of team operation. Everything we're doing now in our summer workouts is about developing the necessary, you know, skill within our systems that will hopefully allow us to play at a really high level when Buffalo comes into the shell. So, you know, after that, we'll deal with those other ones once we're done with Buffalo. But all of our attention is on Buffalo. And as we like to say, it's not really about them. It's about us. And so for us, we've got to have our team prepared to go out and play the best version of this 2022 Maryland football team that we can be.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Have a great rest of your summer. Enjoy your holiday next Monday. And we'll check in with you soon and tell Coach Williams thanks so much. And we'll check in on him as well.
I appreciate it, Larry, man. You've done a great job down there for a lot of years, man, and it's been very helpful in promoting South Florida football. So keep doing what you do, and we appreciate it.
I will. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.